When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2982, Thanksgiving is Good for Your Mental Health, by Tamsin Firestone with PsychAlive.org, and I'm Justin Mollick. Happy Thanksgiving if you're listening in real time. Welcome back, or welcome for the first time if you're new here. This is where I read an article every day of the year to help you and me have a little more happiness, inspiration, or motivation in our day. And today's article mostly talks about a partner in your life, but if you don't have one, this works if you substitute that with a friend or family member, even business partner, you name it. So something to keep in mind. But with that, let's get right to it as we optimize your life. Thanksgiving is Good for Your Mental Health, by Tamsin Firestone with PsychAlive.org. Research shows that expressing gratitude is good for your mental health. It increases happiness and decreases depression. It also enhances empathy and reduces aggression. It promotes social interactions and fosters new relationships. Gratitude counteracts other toxic emotions such as envy, resentment, victimization, and cynicism. It not only reduces stress, but research indicates that it may also play a major role in overcoming trauma. All good things. But one more psychological benefit of expressing gratitude is that it undermines the critical inner voice and helps to weaken its influence on you. And finally, gratitude helps cultivate love. Gratitude interrupts your critical inner voice. The critical inner voice has a mission to keep your defenses intact. However, these defenses that once served a purpose in childhood are no longer necessary in your adult life. In fact, they are now limiting you and inhibiting your ability to have close relationships. Your critical inner voice warns you that you are in danger of being hurt and need to protect yourself. It discourages you from being vulnerable and trusting other people. In intimate relationships, it advises you that you're being taken advantage of and victimized by your partner. It undermines you with thoughts like, she never considers what you like. When was the last time he got you a gift? You give much more than you receive. All she's interested in is your money. Don't believe for one minute that he cares about your feelings. Or, you're the one who always calls. But when you focus on what you're thankful for, you start to become mindful of all that you're being given. As you shift away from negative thinking and toward being appreciative, your critical inner voice loses strength. Actively acknowledging gratitude interrupts the destructive ways the critical inner voice is coaching you. Gratitude helps cultivate love. Being thankful for what you're being given encourages love between two people. In Daring to Love, the act of loving describes how to acknowledge, express, and respond with gratitude. There are three simple steps that make up the act of loving. One, acknowledging and accepting your partner's loving actions. Two, being grateful and expressing your gratitude. And three, giving back with actions of your own. As we develop the ability to accept love with dignity and return love with appreciation, we find ourselves actively involved in being in love rather than falling into a passive state of fantasizing about being in love. Number one, acknowledging and accepting your partner's loving actions. The first step is to recognize and accept the loving actions coming from your partner. This is much more difficult than it sounds because most of us lack full awareness of what is given to us. We tend to see our partner in terms of what we want from him or her, or what we should be getting from him or her. To gain perspective, step back from your partner. As you stand apart, get a feeling for yourself as a separate, independent person, perfectly capable of functioning on your own. The world doesn't owe you anything, and in spite of life's disappointments and frustrations, you are a victim of no one. You are just you alone. Now take a look at your partner apart from you. Separate from anything you may expect, want, or demand from your partner. Separate from any role your partner may be fulfilling in relation to you. Like you, your partner is a person alone. Once you're able to experience yourself and your partner from this vantage point, seeing the two of you as two discrete individuals, look at what your partner is giving you. Don't look for grandiose gestures of love and devotion. Don't look for what you think your partner ought to be doing for you. Look for real, everyday acts of thoughtfulness, sensitivity, and kindness. Look for unique acts of giving that are an expression of your partner's nature and sensitivity to your nature. Partners hurt each other by overlooking simple acts of love. However, when you acknowledge your partner's acts of love, you accept the love your partner is offering to you. Number two, being grateful and expressing your gratitude. Once you've acknowledged and accepted what your partner is giving you, the next step is to be grateful and express your gratitude to your partner. But don't rely on the occasional extravagant or effusive expression of gratitude. Instead, express your gratitude to your partner whenever you experience tender feelings of thankfulness because he or she has extended kindness, sensitivity, or generosity to you. And number three, giving back with actions of your own. Once you've acknowledged, accepted, felt gratitude, and expressed your gratitude for what your partner is giving you, the final step is to give back to your partner. But giving back to your partner is about being attuned to your partner as a person, separate from you and your relationship. Giving back to your partner involves, first of all, your awareness that you are two different people with your own individual traits, interests, and desires. And it's this awareness that attunes you to what your partner personally wants and needs. Therefore, the final step is the act of responding to your partner's personal needs with actions that are highly sensitive. Because this personal level of giving is such a profound expression of yourself, the more wholeheartedly you give back to your partner, the more fully you realize who you are. Expressing your love in this manner enriches both your lives. Expressing gratitude will enhance your life, improve your relationships, and increase your overall sense of well-being. Giving thanks is a healthy habit that is worth practicing every day, not just on the fourth Thursday in November. You just listened to the post titled, Thanksgiving is Good for Your Mental Health by Tamsin Firestone with PsychAlive.org. Thank you to Tamsin and the team at Psych Alive, a nice timely article for being thankful. I think this is easier said than done, but a really good reminder. No matter the relationship, whether it be partner or spouse, friend, family member, and so on, it can be really easy to forget that they're a completely different person with different needs and wants and different ways of expressing their love and or gratitude. It reminds me of that book about love languages. There are different ways that people express their love. The popular book about it mentions five in particular: words of affirmation, quality time, physical touch, acts of service, and receiving gifts. For me personally, I don't care all that much about gifts. They're nice and all, but to me, not very important. But that doesn't mean I should roll my eyes or ignore and not be grateful if someone gives me a gift. It should be appreciated because maybe that person never gets gifts and feels like it's very special to give and receive them. We're all different and have our own ways of showing appreciation, and also which of these we like to receive will vary too. So something to keep in mind, especially for Thanksgiving. And with that, have a very happy Thanksgiving if you're listening in real time and celebrating. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you tomorrow for the Friday show, where your optimal life awaits.